Decided to just not gonna chance it this year, are ya?
Well, we had a meeting last night with everything, and you know, it was a pretty tough decision all around, but we all came to a consensus that the risk to everything was just too high, and the liability to having the events and everything was just too much for what it was, I guess.
But the good thing about it is many fairs have decided you're still thinking about going ahead 4-H and FFA events, aren't you?
Yes, the 4-H and FFA are under the control of the 4-H Council, and so they're still deciding on what is available for them to do, and they're still going to try to go forward with that and be able to show what the kids have done this year.
That's terrific. I really hope that that goes ahead through, because boy, all those 4-H'ers and kids working on their livestock, showing stuff like that, that they hopefully that'll go through.
Yeah, they put in a lot of time into the animals for the year, and you know, kind of with our fair being at the end of the year, it's kind of the showcase of everything that they've done throughout the year for that animal. And it's unfortunate that everything is the way that it is this year, but you know, we hope that they're able to show their hard work and dedication to that animal.
Now, as far as refunds for all the entertainment, I know a lot of folks have probably already purchased tickets, but you'll be sending out full refunds for all those, won't you?
Yeah, for the concert and the other events, if someone has purchased a ticket up to this point, we will be working on the refunds to it. You know, with this announcement coming out today, we don't have a set timeline on that, but we're working on it as timely as possible. So we don't want to give someone a promise of having it right away, but we are definitely working on it diligently.
Well, it's a bummer. I know a lot of folks in the Imperial area, Chase County, really look forward to the fairway, and even outside the county, you get a lot of people from outside here in Nebraska, Colorado, that head on over for this big event, and you'll hopefully come back here in 2021 and have a bigger and better one.
Yeah, after our meeting last night, we were already talking about the 2021 fair and what we're going to do for that, so we're kind of turning the page on everything this year and moving on from it, but we're already looking forward to 2021 and seeing what we can do for next year and make it the best possible fair that we can, and hopefully bigger and better each year.